And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's the Cowboy Jim Show. Today's special guest, Phil Hendry.
All right, everybody, how you doing, cows, cowgirls and cowboys and cow everybody's? Everyone's a cow, including your mothers. I'm kidding, of course. Well, with the Cowboy Jim Show, we're going to bring on here a very special guest, Phil Hendry. All right. Come on in here, Phil. What you got?
Hi, boys and girls. This is Phil Hendry.
All right.
Hey, kids, you remember last summer when I was talking about all those douchebags over at Comedy Central stealing my show and turning it into crossballs?
Right.
Well, guess what? Today I had a meeting. I was going to take a meeting. Any of you know what that means?
Right.
Well, I was going to take a meeting with Comedy Central today, but I decided that I wasn't going to do it because those slobs stole my material back in the summer. What are they going to do when I sit down and pitch my ideas today? Give them over to another hack? Huh?
Right.
So guess what I did this morning? I canceled my meeting with Comedy Central, and I'll never have anything to do with them ever again.
All right. Well, there you go, boys and girls. That's Phil Hendry with how to burn bridges in your career. Huh?
Hey, kids, this is Cowboy Jim. Next week, I'll show you how to light a nice big beach bonfire and then burn myself alive.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry played himself. Cowboy Jim was playing with himself. All right, welcome to the program, The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry? Ted, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Ted Bell with us. What's up?
Well, I heard what you said. You had a meeting with Comedy Central. Is that my understanding?
Yeah.
Well, it's none of my business. And
look, Ted, I think I know why you're calling, because you have Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're connected. And
well, please don't mock that. I mean,
I'm not mocking it, but the thing of it is I know what you're going
to
say.
I'm just trying to tell you you're blowing it. You're blowing it big time in a town like this. When you get a meeting with a Comedy Central, you don't call up the morning of the meeting and say, guess what, I'm not coming. You don't do that.
Well, I did it.
Why?
I articulated my reasons, and what difference does it make to you?
I've got to have these people come into my restaurant. They eat here. Now they're going to walk in and say, oh, you're the guy that buys time on the Hendry Show. Well, gee, I guess I'll just go down the street to LJ's Rib House, or I'll go down to Maestro's, or I think I'll just go out of here and go eat at Tony Roma's, anywhere but here. You got to understand something, that this has an impact.
Oh, my, but come on, it doesn't have an impact on you anywhere beyond a couple of guys not want. Who's not going to want to eat at your restaurant because I didn't take some stupid meeting with these guys?
What are you trying to do? In other words, you don't want to work in TV, is that it?
No, that's not it. I'm not going to, take a meeting with those guys. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're not going to, quote, take a meeting, huh? In other words,
I'm just using language you'll understand.
Well, what is the point of all of this? In other words, they hurt your feelings, is that it? Oh, well, Phil, they hurt your feelings. That's good enough. That's the whole reason why you ought to just take your career, set it right out there in the middle of an open parking lot, pour gasoline on it, and light it. Because that's what you did. You took your career like old laundry, stuck it out in the middle of a driveway, poured gasoline all over it, and just threw a match onto it. That's what you've done.
Well, if that's my career in TV?
Yes.
Well, if that's what I did, that's what I did. I ain't going to take no meeting with a bunch of guys that ripped me off.
Well, they ripped you off.
That crossball show, everybody knows. Everybody ever talked to. Then I'm going to sit down, I'm going to give these guys my ideas? No. Ain't going to happen.
You are blowing it. And I can tell you...
Weren't you the guy that said I shouldn't knock Jay Leno because he is L.A.? And everything that he says...
Have you been on The Tonight Show?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You haven't been on The Tonight Show, and I think you're going to be on that show.
I don't care.
You know what? Nobody believes that you don't care. No one believes that it's not important to you.
Can I move on to some stuff that's important here? Can I move on to...
Like what?
Like maybe the Terry Schiavo case? Like maybe...
Okay, yeah. Okay, Mr. Laughs. Welcome to the comedy of Phil Hendry. Next up, Terry Schiavo. Jesus.
Well,
Man.
You got a point there, Phil.
I'm not going to look at it. I just wanted to make some
humorous observations about a lady laying there grinning up into space. Yeah. Why don't we do that? Let's make some real giggles about a woman who's got a tube in her mouth. Let's make some laughs about that. Let's make some...
No, I was going to just do some personal observations based upon the conversations I had with my wife this past weekend.
So I just... I
got to get going, Ted.
No, I just want to be clear. So in other words, we're going from Comedy Central to you and your wife and Terry Schiavo. Woo! Ain't we got sex?
He's got a point, Phil.
Shut up.
Look, at all I'm telling you, Phil, is when you come in here to have a drink, would you mind calling ahead so I can put you down at the very dark end of the bar? In case anybody comes in and...
Bug off.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't hang up on me. I'm a...
So anyway, it was our 8th wedding anniversary. Well, I was going to say it was our 8th wedding anniversary last night. It's our 8th wedding anniversary today. Yeah, okay. So Marie and I... Yeah, that's right. I know. We've, you know, been going through a little kind of a tough few months, but we're still hanging in there. Nothing wrong with that. And we went and had a very nice dinner last night at a place called Beau Rivage. You know this joint over in Malibu on PCH? And it's not a place that's going to break you. It sounds, you know, Malibu, Beau Rivage, sounds like it's going to be about $100 a plate or something. No, it's very nice. It's an Italian place. And we had a real nice time. Had a beautiful time. Our 8th wedding anniversary. And man, I'll tell you, it was touch and go there for a while. There was a period there I didn't think we were going to make it. I'll be perfectly honest with you. And we went and we did our RetroVi weekend. We went and did what they call the post, the follow-up. And we're doing all of our little homework, and we're sitting and we're dialoguing, and we're doing a whole thing. It's pretty weird. If you're married and you think that there's like one way of doing it, which I thought there was only one way of doing it, I thought it was either you did it good or you did it bad and you got a divorce, right? There's a whole lot of other things you can do. It's a lot of touchy-feely stuff, and it's, you know, it's very unmasculine. It's rather gay, and it's, you know, things you wouldn't want to tell your friends. But in any event, if you care about, you know, maybe keeping your marriage together for another few minutes because maybe you got a few kids involved, that'd be kind of a nice thing. So we got, you know, we did that, and we did our little follow-up, and then we went out last night. We had our wedding anniversary, and the nice guys over there at the Classic Limousine Company had balloons and booze in the car. Always nice to have tons and tons of booze in a car you're not driving. Always nice to have that. Great restaurant over there, though. But again, if I could just say, without any kind of, there's no criticism here, I understand, but when I went over to the bar and I said, could you tell me about your tequila, and immediately it's the Cuervo Reserva. What's going on with you guys at Cuervo, man? You are getting in, you're every good joint, you got some good sales guys over there, I'll tell you that. I said, what's your top shelf tequila? She says, well, the most expensive is. I said, what about how good it tastes? Anything in there? Well, I wouldn't know. Anyway, it's Jose Cuervo Reserva, which is different, I guess, from 1800. Which is different from just regular gold, which is different from regular, the stuff that you and I have often had to drink, Jose Cuervo Rotgut, 1998 or whatever, you know. So this stuff is being pushed by the guys at Cuervo, man. Oh, did you hear about the guy in San Diego who's growing his own agave plants, and he's come out with something called, since it's down in Temecula, I think, and he's calling it Temequila, all right? The guys in Mexico, the tequila barons, the tequila godfathers, as it were, they're not happy at all. And they don't want anybody calling anything tequila that ain't grown in Mexico. Problem is, there's no place in Mexico called tequila. There's Jalisco, where you grow a lot of it, but there's no, who says you can't call it tequila? It ain't like champagne. In any event, this guy's down there doing what the rest of us should have been doing, growing agave cactus. Takes about 7 years for that stuff to mature. And then you got yourself an agave cactus you can make tequila out of. So it's a 7-year thing. It's like a winery. It's not having a winery or growing grapes. How long does that take? Like thousands of years? You know, these people.
Well, Bob and I are retiring up to Sinapa, and we're going to have a winery.
Really? Do you know the first thing about growing grapes?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean? Isn't it the kind you buy in the store?
No. It takes a long time.
Well, I don't know what you mean by long time. We don't have a lot of time. I want to have our first party. You know, we want to have our first big bottle of the stuff in, like, what, a couple of years? No, I'm sorry. The thing, you're going to have Welch's grape juice in a couple of years. What do you want to make?
Well, you know, get out of here. What do you know? You're a beer drinker and a tequila drinker. I'm telling you, you want to...
Well, anyway, we're going to have a winery and a chateau and a house, which is different from a chateau, and then we're going to have a distillery and a vintery and a vinter and just a bunch of words I read in the UC Davis catalog.
Great.
And then we'll have our big coming out, and all the stars will be there, and we'll pour it. And then someone like, I don't know, Katie Couric will take a sip, or someone like that, and she'll grab her throat, she'll turn blue, and it'll be embarrassing.
Great. Good for you. Congratulations. You and Francis Ford Coppola. Or Coppola. Or in his Coppola. So, this guy down in San Diego, anyway, I think I got his phone number somewhere here. I'm calling him and going, would you care for a silent partner in your business, sir? Because if that's what they call top-shelf tequila these days, Jose Cuervo Reserva, we all are in deep, deep trouble. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, on The Phil Hendry Show, we will be talking about comatose people and the whole right-to-die thing with Vernon Dozier, whose wife Carol has been in a coma for the last 4 years. And Vernon has agreed to let her live so long as he gets a piece of her father's building supply business. So that's coming up. And also we have our listener request flashback in just a couple of minutes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Our website is www.philhendryshow.com. There is a section there called The Origin of Some Show Lines. You'll hear us use some lines on our show that are an homage to movies that we like. We just added a new one, by the way, which is one that has been rarely used in our show, but has been used. And it's Go Hump Somebody Else's Leg, Muttface, and that's from Heartbreak Ridge. So you may want to check that out. On our website, www.philhendryshow.com, also our souvenir shop and all kind of thing there for you, including, of course, our Best Of CD. And in fact, I was just talking to Mark. There are two hidden tracks on our Best Of CDs going back to 1997. Do you know which ones they are? Huh?
Is there a prize?
No prize, bud. Just...
Well, then who cares?
I don't know. Do you know what it is?
No. What do I care?
Oh, I got to give you something for you to guess it?
Well, who cares? I mean, you know.
There's two hidden... Forget it.
Oh, big one. Ooh, there's two hidden tracks. Can you guess where they are? And you don't win anything.
Is everything got to be, I got to win something around here? I got to bribe everything around here? It's just a brain teaser.
Who cares about your stupid CDs?
Boy, oh man, I'm going to put you away one of these days. I'll put you in a box and I'll sing the blues. I'll sing On the Last Mile here with Scott Peterson. Here comes our best of request, or rather our flashback request. Hey, Phil, can you play the bit where Bobby is forcing a small child to put a dirty tennis ball in their mouth on account of the boy tried to play with their prize-winning certified dogs? Guess the kid was throwing dirty tennis balls to Bobby's blue-ribbon-winning mutts. Keep up the good work, Caleb, Salt Lake City, Utah, brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay, Caleb, here it is, by request from Caleb, Bobby Dooley and the dirty tennis balls.
I think you are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog must be an awful lot more intelligent than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who does this to a child is ignorant.
What? What did I do to a child?
To have that child put that tennis ball in the child's mouth.
Well, I was teaching him a lesson not to put that into the mouth of two pedigreed animals.
What difference does it make if it's a pedigree or whatever. A dog is a dog is a dog. I am an animal lover.
Well...
But I certainly wouldn't treat a child like that.
Let me tell you a little bit about Boomer and Sandy, Marianne.
I don't care about Boomer and Sandy.
Dogs listen when their names are called. They know where their water dishes are.
So what? Mine do, too. But I certainly wouldn't treat a child like that.
Do they know when they're hungry?
That.
They know when they are tired? They're very special.
They know when they're hungry, and they know when they're tired, and they know when they're special. Every dog knows that.
Exactly.
Not every dog.
Ma'am, your dog, I hate to say this, but your dog is more intelligent than you are.
What we do at Western Estates is we have a crash program in getting to know our dogs. The animals are allowed into your home very briefly. Of course, if we get any pushback, that turns into a big thing. And
well, what do you mean pushback? If I don't want the dog in my house...
Well, why wouldn't you want two pedigreed AKC golden retrievers in your home?
Well, maybe because they crap on a rug.
So?
Can I ask,
so
ma'am?
So what? Yes?
Can I ask you, what is the difference? I know what an AKC and a pedigree are,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yes.
But I have rescued pets from the animal shelter.
Well, you don't sound like you love animals. You don't sound like you love animals.
I love animals.
You've been talking about Boomer and Sandy as if they're garbage, and I find that awful.
No, I'm not. I didn't say they were garbage. I said they're more intelligent than you are.
Well, no, but you said if my dogs did their business in your home, it would be a statement on your personality. They'd be marking territory against you.
So in other words, you're saying that when the animals do their business on someone's rug, they don't like that person?
Yes, that's true. Well, she can laugh if she wants.
You're sick. You are sick.
No, you know something? You're sick.
You shouldn't even have pets. You're too sick to have pets.
You know something? We have two $1,400 retrievers.
Well, you know what?
If you're jealous, that's your problem.
That $1,400 must be an awful lot of money to you because you keep bragging about it. Well, who cares how much you pay for your dogs?
Because our animals are special, I think is the word.
Every animal is special, ma'am.
Sure. You're trying to tell me that some beat-up, run-over cat is as special as my dog?
Every animal is special.
Forget it. Some cat? No way is a cat equal to a dog.
Goodbye.
No, cats are not equal to dogs.
There it is. Well, Bobby, you're right. Cats are not equal to dogs. Dogs are a little bit higher on the evolutionary plane. I got a cat. His name's Ruffy. What an idiot. That's Bobby Dooley, and of course that is the show where, you know, she was forcing some kid to shove a tennis ball in his kisser because that's what he was doing to her dogs, her AKC pedigree dogs. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show. Now let me tell you what else we have on the show tonight. It will be very interesting to talk to Mr. Vernon Dozier concerning his wife, who has been in a coma for 3 years. David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication, is going to join us in a few minutes, and I was not aware, Bud, that this was going to happen, but apparently he wants to talk about the Terry Schiavo case and how I can get involved. Is that it?
Yeah, you just call in.
All right. We're also going to have, of course, Bud Dickman's radical NASCAR accidents tonight. Danny Accoli's Hawaiian Stock Exchange. Danny will be reporting on the stock exchange from Hawaii. And Lauren Green's spring break tips. So you won't want to miss that. Also, Bob Bakian will be flying over the various gas pumps of America to give us an update on gas prices. And we also have a visit tonight from Chris Norton, who believes that he can dance in such a sexy and sensual manner, he could actually bring a woman out of a coma. And that's what he thinks is missing, probably. He needs to get in there and start dancing real sessy. So that's coming up with Chris Norton, and as I mentioned as well, of course, Bud's radical NASCAR accidents. Now, we have a gentleman on the line. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to him. He's an Easter bunny at a mall, and he likes the feel of the soft cotton of the Easter bunny suit on his skin as a way of sort of expressing a side of himself that he's not able to. And he's not a transsexual. He's more of a transvestite type. Is the Easter Bunny costume something that affords men this expression? Is it something that a guy can get into a bunny outfit and feel, you know, maybe take a vacation? Maybe getting into a bunny costume is like that, Bud?
It's like taking a vacation, yeah.
It's like for a guy getting out of himself for a while and being someone else. So we're going to talk to him. And also, Career Spotlight tonight will, that's why I mentioned, will be with this bunny rabbit. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, here at a world-famous Phil Henry Show. And over the weekend, I mentioned we had, Marie and I had our 8th wedding anniversary, which we're, like, totally stoked about. I also was privy to my daughter's volleyball, you know, more of the results of her volleyball escapades. I mean, this kid... I don't know. You know what I think? I think it's time to just, it's athlete time for her. She's like at a softball tournament, volleyball tournament. She's playing flag football. And yeah, I get it. I understand women can be athletes. There's no problem with that. My son played football. But my son played football in high school, and now he's just going to school, and he's, you know, academic. This kid, my daughter, I think it's the WNBA. So we're not going to send her to high school. I'm sending her right off to Europe. She's going to start working, just doing that whole exhibition route. She's doing the whole, I don't know what it is. I don't know what we're going to have to do. Just have her live with the Chinese for a while. I think what I'd like her to do is live with, like, Russian weightlifters. I don't care if she takes steroids. Do you?
When it comes to my son, sure, my daughter, doesn't matter to me. I think women, you know what, they've been fighting for equality for so long, this is the way, as far as I'm concerned, steroids. So while I discourage it for my sons, for my daughter, not a problem. She starts building some big calf muscles like them East German 100-meter runners. Now we know we got ourselves a career. Anyway, she came back for this volleyball tournament. Yeah, you'd swear to God, man, it was the bowling league coming into town. These guys are all sweating, smelling. Anyway, we'll be back with something a little less smelly. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, I'm Lorne Greene. This spring break, make sure not to share needles. Everyone can have an enjoyable heroin experience at the beach. I'm Lorne Greene for Spring Break Tips.
What a douche, huh? This is Bud Dickman, Radical NASCAR Accidents. We're taking a look at the Golden Corral 500. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, the windshield's in my eyes. Hey, yesterday they had the Golden Corral 500 in Atlanta. And this is a new song, by the way, that we're playing for you folks. A whole lot of talking and stupid comedy. I don't know, it's bothering me.
Like, let's say, Havilene Target Sharpie.
I hate you.
Home Depot.
All right, on that cigar, they had a crash on turn two on lap one. That's right, in lap one there was a crash. A crash. Sound like this. And it had Casey Mears and Bobby Labonte and Travis Kvlerflunen and Jeff Gordon and...
that for a minute. Hold on, turn everything off. What do you mean, Travis Kvlerflunen?
I can't read that.
Travis Kvatpill, I guess. Vatpill.
Vatpill?
Yeah.
What's he?
What do you mean, what's he?
What are you, like a German or something?
So, what if he is a German?
There are no Germans in NASCAR, it's all American. Only German in Grand Prix and Formula One, that kind of douchery.
What is it with you, that kind of douchery? Listen... Just play your stupid song.
I love NASCAR. All right, anyway, we had that crash exiting turn two with Jeff Gordon, Matt Kenseth, Robbie Gordon, Jeff Burton, and Shane Blumflin.
Give me that. Who?
Here.
Shane Himmel.
Himmel? What the hell does the sport turn into, anyway? All kind of kraut and Dutch people?
It's NASCAR, man. Oh, maybe a lot of these Germans are, here's a guy here named Greg Biffle. Just read it. Who cares?
All right, well, that was okay until lap 158. Then all of a sudden, Kurt Busch, he blew a front right tire and he hit the wall. And this is what it sounded like. We have the actual recording from inside the car. Oh, it sure is fun being in a race. That's an actual recording of Kurt Busch hitting the wall.
Skinner.
Well, then on lap 202, the caution's out again as Bobby Hamilton Jr. crashes, but he didn't hit anybody. He just crashed into the wall. What an idiot. Aww. He's driving along and goes, I think I'll make a left turn here and just go right into this wall. There. That's a whole new car. That's another $2 million for my sponsor. Well, how about them apples?
Hey, I'm closing up there, boys.
All right, and then finally we had on lap 278, Kyle Petty blew an engine. Pardon the expression. Kyle Petty blew an engine to bring out the seventh caution flag of the day. This is the first race of the year that he did not lead at least one lap. Kyle Petty, what a loser. And then finally on lap 295, Robbie Gordon blew another engine. Boy, he and Kyle Petty ought to get together on a Saturday night, huh?
always after me Lucky Charms.
Anyway, Robbie Gordon blew an engine to bring out the eighth caution. He has yet to finish any of the four races in 2005. Robbie Gordon can't finish a race. That's what she said.
Back on the track.
Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, and Greg, here it is, Biffle, are the first three cars off of pit road. And that's the Golden Corral 500. I'm Bo Dickman.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
That's a lot, bud.
Room, I love NASCAR.
You're right, that song kind of sucks, only because there's too much talking in it. But then I'd rather hear them talk than you screaming.
What's the matter with that?
And as he came out of turn three, here's what he said. Oh, God, my eyes. Oh, man. And then what was it that Kyle Petty and Robbie Gordon had to get together on a Friday night? They blow a lot of engines? You're some kind of a maniac with that. NASCAR's most radical accidents there with Bud Dickman here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, our career spotlight, what it's like to be a mall Easter bunny, and a very serious discussion of the situation in Florida vis-a-vis Terry Schiavo, coming up with the Vernon Dozier later on in our show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. This is Danny Akroli from Honolulu, and it's time now for Hawaiian Stock Exchange news. Well, I'll tell you, the stocks fell Monday as concerns about high oil prices and nervousness ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates on Tuesday stifled Wall Street's enthusiasm over another round of merger deals. This is Danny Akroli, and this is Hawaiian Stock Market News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 64.28 points, or 0.60%, to close at 110,565.39. The Standard & Poor's 500 index...
Hold on for a minute, Danny.
Yeah, Phil.
Hold on, what? David, what?
What's this guy's name? Hello, is it David? This is Danny Akroli. Yeah, hold on, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the host. What's the guy's name?
Kill the music, bud, will you?
Okay, Mr.
What's going on? What is this about, anyway? Some kind of a frame-up?
This ain't a frame-up. Kill the music, will you, bud? I gotta talk to David. Yeah?
What's this guy's name?
Danny Akroli.
Oh, my God. What is this, anyway?
Hold on, what's the matter, David?
Don't you know what Akroli means in Hawaiian?
What?
Ass.
Thanks a lot, Danny.
Well, wait a minute, you guys. I'm just...
Kill the freaking music, bud. We're done with him.
You guys will hear from my attorney. What are you trying to do, anyway? Kill me? I haven't even hit 40.
I don't know. I don't speak Hawaiian.
Hi, this is Danny Ass with the Stock Exchange News. Don't you understand? They're dusting off the hot seat for me.
David, I didn't think I had to speak Polynesian to have a guy...
What do you mean, a stock report from Hawaii? That's like 60 hours behind New York. The only place that matters is New York.
Well, I don't know. I thought guys that...
You know, you... Hi, let's get the stock market report from a place that, like, the news is yesterday. Here's the latest from the stock market, Guam. Man.
Sorry.
Every show I got to come on and I got to tell you something, don't I? Every single show I got to come on and slap a little sense into you.
You should have said something, bud.
I don't speak Hawaiian.
He doesn't speak Hawaiian. The guy's a retard.
Well, I don't either.
Well, you better start. Get one of them bullet steels, or whatever that thing you get on tape.
Oh, you want me driving home learning Hawaiian, huh?
I'd like you to, yeah. As long as you're going to have a guy named Danny Ass from Honolulu. It would help.
Sorry, I want to talk to that Danny guy, okay?
I don't know, it's just some guy I met.
Oh, just some guy you met. Hey, hi, my name's Danny Akroli. I think I'll do the Hawaiian Stock Exchange. Bud says, sure. Why not?
You guys sound pretty good.
I don't know, man. It's a little time killer. Anyway, for those of you who want to know what the stock market report is from Honolulu, Maybe we can post it on our website or something. That'd probably be the best thing to do. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk about the teriyaki. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
That's okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Terry Schiavo case from the standpoint of parts of the brain that can be affected, and I'm not sure that they're stimulating parts of her brain that could be affected as well. And I have wanted to, you know, try out maybe doing a dance or something, and I don't know if you know who I could call about that.
You want to do a dance for her?
Yeah, yes, sir. And I don't know if you have a phone number or
no, sir. I don't have any phone numbers. No, I don't know who I would call. What am I supposed to say to them?
Well, that you know a guy who can do a dance.
I know a guy who can dance. To do what?
I think that if I were to dance in her hospital room for her, it would probably get. She'd probably speak. Or you know,
do you understand that this woman's been in a coma for many, many years?
No, no, I understand that, sir. Yes, I do. I'm just, you know.
What do you think you're going to do, man?
Well, I do have a very, I do have a very good looking. I mean, I'm not. I don't have. I do have. I'm good looking, and I've been with a lot of women, and I do have some sensuality.
So you think because you're sexy, is that it?
Yes, sir.
You're going to go over to Terry Schiavo's hotel room, or I mean, not hotel, in her hospice room, and you're going to dance for her?
That was my feeling, yes, sir, and if you had any contact information.
I got to tell you, even if I did, I don't think I'd give it to you, because I think it would insult the family.
Why?
Well, come on, man. I mean, hi, Mr. Hendry gave me your number. I can dance for your daughter. I mean, that would be...
Don't you think those people want her to move?
Well, I'm sure they do, yeah.
Don't you think they'd be willing to try anything?
What are you going to do, man?
My whole idea is to come into the room. I've got a boombox, and I could play different, you know, a song, and then I dance and do a variety of steps. And it's just, it's something that I feel I could do for her.
A variety of steps, and they're all very sexual? They're all very,
Well, they're sensual, yeah. And I think that for a woman, I did see a picture of Miss Schiavo. She was, you know, very hot, and I think she would like, you know.
She was very hot.
Well, I mean...
Boy, that's...
Well, no, I'm...
You know what, pal? Tell you what you do.
No, if I could just try it.
Try what?
If I could just demonstrate it for you.
Demonstrate what? You want to dance for me?
Well, I mean, I could just describe how I'm dancing on, you know...
Describe how you're dancing... Look, friend, this is a very sensitive case having to do with a woman who has been in a coma for a long time.
I understand that, Mr. Henry.
Okay. And you dancing for her...
Again, don't you think if it was the family, they'd want to at least try it out? I mean, they want their daughter to not to dance, but to talk.
And you think by dancing for her, you're going to get her to talk?
Yeah. So you're going to...
Excuse me. So you're going to dance... And what's going to happen?
Well, if she saw me dance, there's no doubt in my mind she'd probably want to get up and talk. Not very stiff. You know, she'd probably start walking stiff-legged, but just go, oh, that's good, or something. I don't know.
All right. Go ahead. Play your stupid song.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Okay, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, and I leap up in the air. Now I leap way up and I touch the ceiling, and if there's like a light there, I'm hanging from it, swinging back and forth like a baboon. Now,
hold on, kill that music, kill it. You leap up and you grab what?
I grab a light fixture and swing like a baboon.
Go ahead.
I'm too sexy.
Man, you just totally
love.
Interrupted me, man.
So sorry, dude.
Love.
2, 6, 9, 10, 4. Okay, now I'm swinging like a baboon. And keep in mind, as I'm swinging like a baboon with the other hand, I'm taking my pants off.
Now, hold on. Are you wearing anything?
Yeah, no, I'm wearing a Speedo.
All right.
Jesus, man, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well, when you say you're swinging like a baboon and with the other hand you're taking your pants off...
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Henry. I'm swinging like a baboon, and with the other hand, I'm taking my pants off, and I'm nude underneath with her entire family there. God, man.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm 260. One, two, my love.
What comes after two? Three,
four. My love, love.
And, okay, now I leap up, grab the light fixture, swinging back. I'm swinging back and forth like a baboon. Now, two, three. I'm just swinging back and forth like a baboon. Now, off come the pants. I'm swinging back and forth. Now I swing off the chandelier, I do a triple somersault, and I land cross-legged on the bed right staring at Terry. Now I...
Okay, kill it, kill it.
What? What?
I don't like that, man. I don't like your dance.
You don't like my dance? You're not... How could you judge the sexuality of it?
Oh, well, dude, maybe I can't judge the sexuality of it, but I don't like the fact that you're landing spread-legged across the bed looking at Terry.
It's the way to get her to talk.
Yeah! She'll probably jump up and scream, huh?
Well, if it whatever works.
I'm swinging like a baboon, and then I take my pants off, do a triple somersault, and land...
So you don't even want to get me to get to the part where I crack the egg?
No, man. I think I've seen your dance. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I think it's pretty selfish of you.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Later on tonight, we're going to have radio roll call. That's right, radio roll call later on tonight, and I'm not even going to tell you what that is. I'm just going to do it. And we have coming up Vernon Dozier in just a few minutes on the Phil Hendry Show, speaking of his own wife, Carol Dozier, who has been in a coma the last 3 years and how he has dealt with it. And I would like to also inform you that Lexus is coming out with a hybrid this spring. And, you know, let me tell you this. Who cares whether I bought one or not? You should buy one. Oh, see, you don't buy one, but we should? What? Who cares whether I bought one or not? My wife's getting one. Ain't that good enough? My wife's going to get a hybrid. Okay, I blew it. I didn't get one. She's getting one. So we'll have a hybrid in our family. Now, why am I mentioning this? The demand for hybrids has suddenly gotten to the point where there's a waiting list, believe it or not, for some of the hybrids that are out there. There's a waiting list, I know, for this Lexus hybrid, I guess because, you know, the people that like the high-end cars. But the fact is, all of a sudden, within the last, I'd say within the last 8-9 months, the demand for hybrids is skyrocketing. Now, we were talking about it last year. You got to go get one. I'm not going to back off of it. The oil prices will never come down, and the oil shortages are sure to loom again. The price of oil. As a matter of fact, let's find out from Bob Bakian very quickly if Bob's out there. Bob, are you out there right now?
Phil, yeah, we are right here taking a look at some of the oil prices. The price of a gallon of gasoline right now is $25 a gallon. And
what do you mean $25 a gallon?
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me start out smudging my binoculars. It's $2.50 a gallon, $2.50. Well, that's still a lot. Bob Bakian reporting.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, man. All right, let's just pretend they're $25 a gallon. Phil Hendry coming back with Vernon Dozier.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.